I don't want her to be frightened. I want her to be able to go to these events. I don't want the event of last Monday to hinder her for the rest of her life, and it has this past week. I want her to have a different experience, to come away and it be a euphoric feeling, because I know that's what it was going to be like when we left the gig last time, but we didn't get that. Instead, I had her asking me if she was going to die. I don't want that to happen. I want her to have come away with a feeling where she feels that all them people can still stand there and enjoy themselves and come away and feel safe and go home with happy memories instead of the memories that we had.
How difficult has the last week been for you and your daughter?
Really, really difficult. Even with a simple balloon bursting in Nando's, difficult. Crying, shaking. Yeah, it's been quite hard.
Would you say you and your daughter are still struggling?
Absolutely. I think it's hard because it had been such an experience and it was a first concert I'd taken her to. So you do all those things as a parent. I'd bought it for a Christmas present and, you know, she was 12 and I watched it and I've recorded her throughout the entire concert because she was having such an amazing time. And then for it to end in such devastation was heartbreaking as a parent to have to witness that. She was screaming at me, crying, and I can't have that as my lasting memory of that.
Was it a difficult decision choosing to go to this gig on Sunday?
Yeah, very difficult, very, very difficult. Even talking about it now, I'm quite nervous. Just talking about it now makes me, I'm really nervous. I will, and I know we all will be going, but I know it's also something we have to do.
It will be difficult though going back to Manchester, won't it?
That was one of the things that my daughter asked me, where is it? I said Manchester, and then she paused before I carried on the conversation, because anything related to Manchester now, even our holiday, we booked a holiday, and because we're going from Manchester, even on the coach on the way back from the concert last time, she said, you'll have to change our flights, we can't go from there. It's like, it was like a no-go. So I'm hoping that all these, that bad experience of that will, you know, make it feel a bit easier, you know, like going back to Manchester. Obviously, you don't want to put yourselves at risk and stuff, but then again, I also don't want to live the rest of my life in fear, and I certainly don't want my daughter to. She's 12. I do feel like we're lucky to be alive. I do, but obviously, you know, try and put that at the back of your mind, don't you? Because throughout the entire thing, when we was trying to get out of the building, and the one thing I don't ever want to experience again is my child asking me repeatedly if we was going to die, and I couldn't answer her.